Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're going to get Amin in those, so you got to listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Welcome back to another episode of Crypto Bros. I'm your host, Jason Madison. As always, joined by my co-host, Chris Epps. We are without Mike McGoy for this week again. No guest, just us. It seems like everybody's drifting away in the crypto space. But we're still here. There's plenty to talk about. More news than ever. More news than ever, it feels like.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff I was going to bring up inside of crypto and outside.
Yeah.
Bill Gates' new son-in-law. What else? Brent Faiyaz's new album. There's a bunch of stuff. Crypto, there was a lot of news this week.
Oh, yeah. Like, I wasn't even thinking about that. I was, the main news of the day was Elon pulling out of the Twitter deal.
Oh, wait, what? I didn't see this.
What?
I didn't look at the news today, actually, much. I didn't look at anything current today. Yeah, what?
Are you serious, bro?
This is great. He pulled the rug.
Yeah.
Elon pulled the rug? What the fuck?
Yeah, he rugged Twitter.
That's amazing.
So, yeah, they still want him to consummate the deal. Yeah, so much going on in regards to that. It seemed like a distraction for his multiple babies and that he's been having with the executive at one of his companies.
He aborted Twitter. It's the only thing he's gonna abort.
The only thing he could pull out of was the Twitter deal. everybody's been saying. Yeah.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Yeah, so I mean, at the very least, it seems like he might have to pay the breakup fee. His litigation team is basically saying that, the bots, which we talked about many times before, is what caused him to not go through with the deal. But as we know, Elon is very wishy-washy and he probably had no intention of going through the deal in the first place. So,
yeah, where's the trucks? Where's the Cybertruck at?
Right, exactly. And
the Hyperloop at? Like, I just saw some ad or something like they're giving away free rides, but does that shit work to Vegas? Is it live?
No. So, yeah, people also forgot to mention that this is part of a pattern of Elon promising things and not delivering. This is very much in line with who he is and what he's been about. As the richest man in the world, the spotlight is on you. So, yeah, his threads are laid bare and everybody is looking at what he's got going on.
I don't even know why I'm surprised at the end, because this is literally what happens with him specifically all the time.
Right.
Like, literally everything he wants to do except the Tesla is like just a fucking pipe dream, it seems like.
It's some sort of
crazy.
Yeah.
A pipe dream. Yeah. He has lots of pipe dreams.
Yes.
I think he needs to just stick to the SpaceX thing and the cars and the home battery stuff. There's so many other things that are more important that he could stick with, and they'll make him more money than fucking with Twitter.
Right.
For a meme.
Yeah. I mean,
Dogecoin.
I think he knows that, but I think it fit in a perfect cross section for him of things that pique his interest. He could fuck with the stock price, which he loves to do. He could sell stock. He sold a lot of shares of Tesla, seemingly at the quote unquote top or, before this, latest downturn. I think it was $770.
That's his only paycheck, right?
Right. So, he was able to create some liquidity for himself through this transaction. Not that he needs it. He can do whatever he like, whenever he likes. But these are the things that he's interested in. And Twitter, you know, fit in the Venn diagram of all that, in addition to, you know, his Nick Cannon baby mama situation, which Nick Cannon responded to his tweet.
I saw that. Wait, what did he say that? I forgot what he said. I saw him respond.
I don't know. Right on, brother, or something. To that effect. Yeah. Basically, they're brothers in arms of having multiple baby mamas at the same time.
They should make a convent or whatever. I mean, they can see Elon and Nick Cannon could team up and then actually start the Mars colony just together.
Right, themselves, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
And it'll be diverse. I mean, knowing Elon and, you know, where he's from, probably have one side and there'll be a fence, and then Nick Cannon will have his side of Mars.
Right.
That's the perfect, that they have enough money to band together. And Nick Cannon knows how to actually deal with the media and social media and a little bit better. I think that's the problem. Elon does want to be a celebrity.
Oh, yeah.
That's the biggest.
I mean, he is a celebrity. He enjoys being a celebrity. And he enjoys his time on Twitter and, you know, all the acolytes following him and loving up on him.
All the incels.
Yeah, exactly.
Loving up on him.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's been the biggest news of today.
And then fucking assassination of President. I saw that shit happen. I saw a video on Twitter like 5 minutes after that shit was kind of like, I shouldn't have watched that.
RIP to
that, was messed up.
The former prime minister of Japan, Shinzo Abe.
Super fucked up.
Yeah. I saw some interesting pictures of him with Donald Trump. Which was crazy, from like when Trump was president and, you know, them golfing and stuff like that.
I forgot about that whole trip. There was a good amount of memes.
Yeah, exactly.
A good amount of memes.
Oh, yeah. There was immediate memeage. People seem to have no compassion or empathy for this man, you know, being assassinated. I guess
I was talking about the trip, the Japan trip.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No,
I did not
see
any memes from, dude, I don't want, yeah, that's so fucked up.
Oh, no, you know, people on Twitter are automatically going to run to the jokes. So,
yeah, I've actually been off Twitter a little bit as much, or not reading it. I'll come in there and post some fucking random stuff.
Good for you, man. That's very healthy.
Yeah,
I need to start doing that.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing. I just burned some sage around the mic right before I started self-care mode for like the last month.
Yeah, I feel that. I feel that.
Yeah, trying to get all this toxicity out of here. Like, I am seeing nothing but toxic, bearish, complaining babies right now online.
Right.
And it makes me pretty bullish in general. I think I keep seeing, and like we keep, what Sam just said earlier this week, you know, crypto's probably bottomed out, and that's the one person I'll listen to that at this point now.
Right.
But the sentiment is still real crappy. I think Cramer finally went bearish.
Yes. Oh, he's extremely bearish. He said the value is zero.
Well, let's go.
Yeah. So that's how you know the bottom is in. Jim Cramer has officially said that crypto is worthless after shilling Ethereum at $3,000. So, people, you know, jokingly say whatever he says, do the opposite, and it might make you money. It's, you know, not financial advice, but apparently that trading investing strategy has worked out for some.
It's a signal.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, we did pump up Bitcoin to 22,500 last night or some shit. I saw that.
Did it really go up to 22?
That's so disgusting. Look at us. 22? Went up $1,000. Yeah.
Oh, that's wow. That's impressive.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't know.
He's sitting at 12. Nice. Gas is only 12 away.
Like, I didn't know that we were booming like that again. And yeah. I saw it was up to 21.7 today, or like 21.9 or something. I mean, obviously, you know, us or me talking about it in those terms now is hilarious. You know, it's like, I mean, there's great memes about that where it's like, you know, ETH at 20,000 in 2018. I mean, Bitcoin at 20,000 in 2018 versus Bitcoin at 20,000 in 2022, you know, it just shows the difference in the perspectives.
Hey, it's perfect. It's the bottom, I hope, right? Have you been buying?
No, I haven't. I told you, I bought a car. I'm trying to, gotta get my, you know, I pay for insurance. I'm trying to get it, stay ahead of my payments. Still gambling. So,
you're buying.
Yeah, I'm buying. Until I hit on a bet, I'm not officially buying.
Not financially buying.
Yeah, exactly. So I look forward to making more Bitcoin purchases soon, though. If I had more funds to invest, I definitely would be buying right now.
Me too.
Yeah. So
that's why I just got a job.
Oh, congratulations.
I just got a job. It's been 2 years.
Congratulations.
Aced my first interview in 12, 13 years, you know.
Thanks, Joe Byron.
No, they needed me though. They needed me. So, you know, I'm glad. It'll be a cool job.
Those job numbers came out today, actually, right?
What were they? I actually did not see them.
Oh, they were really good.
I've been in the sun.
Basically, the economy in terms of the unemployed people have basically came back from the pandemic. There's less unemployed people than when the pandemic started. Now, I believe so. So that's why.
Yeah, because you know the jobs are having to be inflated probably because the economy is inflated. That makes sense. More people gotta work now.
More people have to work.
Got to.
That's a real thing. You know. Another thing I saw was like they said the Rolex market had crashed.
I've seen that the last bastion of the crypto bros. In general, all of the, you know, because we're not just only crypto bros, but we are the crypto bros. But yeah, I saw that a few of those little blurbs last night or the other night.
Yeah,
the last signal of the crashing crypto market. That's sad, man. Yeah, I saw the APs dropped like 30K in a day.
I mean, yeah, it's sad. Who's for them?
That shit.
Yeah,
it's sad for them. I mean, is it though?
No, not really. I mean, they don't.
Yeah,
really
no.
Care.
Fuck your watch. Yeah, exactly. Until I get one, fuck your watch.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't care.
Right. So, you know, it's just interesting to see all of these. You know, people have been saying, and I wish Mike was here to talk about this. You know, these luxury cars. I think he mentioned this before. Luxury cars have been kind of sitting in the dealership floor. You know, all these Lambos and stuff. But basically what happened was a bunch of people got rich off crypto and stocks and PPP loans and things like that, which I hear that there's some more.
The PPP loan gone
movie trailer. If you guys get a chance, please check that out. Just straight comedy from... I'm trying to think, what was the BET, like, not BET Uncut, but it was like not Midnight Love, but like basically late night on BET. They used to show random shit, and this was a movie straight out of that, you know.
Yeah, it does feel like that.
Straight out of 2000s, late 2000s BET. It's like waist deep, but like way worse.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of camera that was.
Yeah, but
that's shot on a Nokia.
PPP loan gone. So that's
that's a great title too.
It is a great title, not gonna lie. It's a great title. You know, it's a lot of stuff going on in the actual crypto market. 3AC, Celsius, Sam bailing folks out.
Just he's out here just swinging his thing, dude. He's throwing that shit on the table for real. Was it this Celsius and 3AC thing? The 3AC thing is amazing and sad and crazy. It's like still like uncovering stuff, unwinding. And I saw some the other day about Celsius, they had been like warned about this stuff happening like a year ago from some other guy.
Right.
Oh, OXB1, which is like a fund.
Mm-hmm.
And they have like the most expensive mutant ape or some shit.
Mm.
But this guy was like apparently spilling the tea last night about how he tried to warn them, blah, blah, blah. After all,
speaking of which, did you see the guy who did the Bored Ape like blackface?
Oh.
Did you see that? I wish we had so your homegirl on here for that.
I know.
I wish we had Crypto like, Bay J on
she'll
here.
She'll be on next week.
We gotta have her on because
she'll be back next week.
Unlocked the code last week about the racist undertones of the Bored Ape Yacht Club, and then we literally had somebody
this morning do the
Bored Ape blackface
cosplaying
as their Bored
Ape. Digitally, he did it like with a digital, like he did on Photoshop or some shit, and he painted himself as an ape, and the ape is brown,
a white man. Just so you guys know.
Yeah. And immediately, like I saw it posted like 40 minutes after, and they were going in. I woke up to that. That was amazing. That's why I try to stay off Twitter recently.
Oh man, that's why I stay on Twitter.
No.
That's why you stay on.
There's too many feelings with that. It was hilarious. No,
shit is hilarious, bro.
It was a lot of different energy. I gotta fucking put these crystals closer to me real quick because that was some weird juju right there. He looked crazy.
Yeah, he did. Yeah,
I don't know what gives people like just to even post that outside of not thinking about it possibly looking like blackface.
They don't care, man. I think people by and large don't care about, you know, anything having to do with a racial connotation or what they do. You know, that's why people keep doing it. People do things to get popular on the internet. You know what I'm saying? People do things to go viral. And so that's really the only directive in a lot of people's minds. So they're not thinking about, is this racist or not? They'd rather deal with that after that consequence after the fact if they get popular, you know.
I do think a good amount of these instances people don't even think about it, or some don't. I don't think he even thought about it. I do think some people think it's just funny to troll. I feel like he probably didn't even have a second thought about it because I saw his responses. They were, you know, right. I saw the responses that he was giving, and he did seem super oblivious. I don't know where he's from. You know, outside of here, it's not as much of a blackface wasn't as much of a thing, but it was in the Netherlands and a bunch of other countries. You know, they got some blackface stuff, so I think most people should be aware.
Cats know. I think a lot of people know, but they just like, wanting to like, get that.
They got to, right?
They just want to be funny, man. You know,
I give people the benefit of the doubt, maybe too much.
Yeah,
that's just stupid.
People want to be.
Bored Ape? Go ahead.
No, I was just saying people just want to be funny. You saw the Bored Ape? What?
I saw the other side release their demo. I guess 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And that shit looked horrible. Like it was just.
Oh yeah, where it was like people jumping around in the room. And
yeah,
shit.
Just running around.
Yeah.
Like just the actual avatars just look weird. It is a demo or a test. They just can't stay out the news. Like, it's always something. I mean, I guess that's actually...
That's their intention.
Yeah, that's how you make money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it is what it is, you know. They're going to keep doing their thing. I think we're far away, ways away from the metaverse being instrumental in the culture and having an effect on people's lives. There's still a lot of development that they need to do in all of those areas, gaming and otherwise, but it's fun and funny to watch it all unfold. I'll say that, like, I'm highly entertained by all of these antics and all of this goings on. And it's funny because, bro, you know, it's so crazy. I often think about I think wistfully about the bull run, and you know, when everything was going great, and I would talk to Jamal and he would explain to me what it was like going through the end of the bull run or the bear cycle in 2017, 2018, and how dire it was, and you know, all the altcoins dropping 99% and all this stuff. And you know, like, you're hearing it and it's kind of like mystical to hear about it. You're like, oh wow, that sounds crazy, as everything's like shooting through the roof, right? You're like, hmm. And now that all of these guys are, you know, running Ponzi schemes and doing all kind of, you know, fucked up shit, like, it's so interesting to see basically that cycle rehash itself again with no nobody having learned a single thing.
No, some people did. They're like, doing, and they're the ones who are doing the trading right now.
Right, right.
But most of us did not, or most people did not. I wasn't in it as much at that time. I was like a pinky toe, a few toes in. And so I didn't get to see the real down, or I wasn't paying attention to the downfall, because I was like, "Ah, fuck this. This shit is not working right now."
Right.
And I had a job. But it is crazy to watch things fall apart right now. What is it? Oh yeah, that one chick who was, you know, running around the world, crypto chick or whatever, who the rapper, white chick.
Oh, she's the white chick.
Like on the FBI most wanted list or something. What other scammers have gotten caught up recently? Oh yeah, yeah. The OXB21 thing that this guy was saying, he's a fund. Last night was saying that they warned Celsius about this a year ago, blah blah blah. But the fact that they're saying that they warned them now, when everything has gone to shit, and they'll show that they've done trading with them and used Celsius and loans from Celsius, and they lost people money, is just convenient for them now to admit last night, like, oh yeah, we told these guys a year ago this is bad. It's right. Everyone's kind of clamoring to fucking try to survive, and in the scams too. There's a lot less. I'm seeing a lot less stuff, new stuff, mints and scams in general, but yeah, it's, I don't think it's done. I think there's going to be one more thing. I see like Celsius paying back.
Yeah. Celsius paid back $225 million of their loan.
In Bitcoin, right?
So I think they're not in jeopardy of being liquidated anymore.
Liquidation price went down to like 4,500 or something.
Well, I think it went down to zero now from what I saw earlier today.
Oh, sure.
Speaking of being liquidated, BlockFi was purchased by Sam Bankman-Fried by FTX. What do you think about that? What was BlockFi? Please explain BlockFi to me. It was, anybody listening.
It was an exchange that's been around for a minute. I've never really used it much. I believe you could do DeFi stuff on it before whoever bought it. I believe they already obtained it. Like, I believe FTX had already like obtained it or partnered up with BlockFi like in the last year. I can't remember what it was, but I thought it was BlockFi. So when I keep hearing about SBF doing this, it's like, I feel like he's like, yeah, he just bought his own company that he had already kind of had a hand in.
Right.
I don't know. I think he's going to be buying up a lot more stuff, and it'll all just become part of FTX that will just help Sam basically be the king of crypto, at least in the West.
Well, he's got to be the king of crypto at this point. Who else would be? There's nobody else even challenging the throne.
Yeah, I think that all the exchanges are pretty much under. I think FTX is probably now known to be the best exchange, or it's kind of a consensus for us.
Yeah.
You know, Coinbase is still the best or most well-known. Shit, some of like the oldest, most original exchanges are pretty much fucked. This one, blockchain.com, which has been around forever, just got, had to get bailed out also. I don't know who did it, or I was just reading about it earlier. I should have kept that note. But he's going to be president in 2024, it feels like, that's the goal. He's like going to let Trump do his thing. You know, you got to let the guards change, and then the next Democratic president is probably going to be this fool. He's getting the body ready to become president. He's a...
But you still didn't really explain to me what BlockFi does or did.
I don't. It's an exchange where you can also do DeFi stuff like loans. Another wallet, another custodial exchange.
Gotcha.
Does DeFi stuff.
Gotcha.
And they've been around for a minute.
Yeah.
I do need to confirm, like, I believe they already had, like, been obtained a year ago, like, exactly a year ago.
Yeah.
I remember downloading the app and getting, like, free stuff for free crypto for it.
Oh, nice.
But, yeah, it's one of many of these little exchanges that are going to keep falling. I think there's a few more things to fall.
Yeah.
But things like Maker or Compound, the oldest DeFi stuff around, is chugging along fine. Like, Aave is about to... Like a lot of the DeFi stuff, it's still the older stuff I was in the beginning 2 years ago, was going fine. Like Aave just said they're about to maybe make their own stable coin. What was it? Fucking Polygon is making blockchain-backed avatars for Reddit and a bunch of other stuff from Polygon and all these other L2s on Ethereum. So, you know, I think this makes sense. This is what most of the DeFi people were like preaching. It's like holding your own stuff, your own coins, your keys, not your keys, not your coins. And everything that's dying out pretty much is, or everything that got really fucked is pretty much custodial, it feels like.
Right.
Or the things that are really impactful. Like, yeah, that or Terra Luna. I don't even know where that fool is. Did they arrest him yet, Doquan?
I mean, I feel like we would know if he was in custody.
Yeah. I know he's probably, I think he's going to take him to court, or he already has some stuff in court to deal with.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've been kind of tuned out.
Well, it seems like Richard Hart is still running wild.
Oh, yeah. It's your boy.
I wish Mike was here to talk. That's his boy. But yeah, I mean, you know, as of right now, he seems to be one of the smart ones. He's spending at will and still, you know, has his loyal Hexicans, people who were invested in his project and people who are looking forward to the Pulse release. So, you know, out of everybody, it seems like SBF and Richard are still, you know, holding it down. Obviously, we got Michael Saylor, who is still buying Bitcoin. I think Raul Paul,
I just saw something about him.
Yeah, he's doing a podcast with I think it's Saylor, but hold on, let me tell you right now.
Because what I saw he's talking about,
he got his real vision. No, it's actually with SBF, is with Sam.
So yeah, I was about to say, yeah, he's saying that this is just a liquidity event.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's a liquidity event across the whole world.
Yeah.
Shit. And now, fuck, was it China is now making people take, everyone in the country take a test every 24 hours as all these others, you know, pop up to COVID. It feels like, everything's kind of drying up. There was a recession and we'll have to just power through this little tough time. And we'll be back at, and it'll be a cyclical thing again. And then we'll be back on top. And then in 4 years, we'll be talking about, oh shit, remember this happened? And we were at 20K, but now we're at hopefully 60K. I pray. The bottom is not going to be. Yeah, or 40K or something. like hopefully it's exponential and not just like the same 10,000 up for the next
same crawl
every 4 years.
Yeah.
Because that chart looks crazy. The Bitcoin chart looks crazy right now. That shit looks sus.
From where? Oh, just because of the jump and then where it dropped to?
Yeah, just because of the drop, like the actual quickness of that drop.
Yeah. It literally fell off a cliff.
Yeah.
It literally
did. You know what? It's okay. You know, you just go get a job. Go start flipping burgers again. Whatever you got to do. Go to Fig. Now you can loiter and with intent to prostitute or for sex work. And not get arrested in LA.
Yes, I know that
was another thing that came out this week. You got excited for a second, you know?
No, I just
opened up the phone.
No, it was crazy that you knew that law.
Saw it on Instagram, man. Come on, man. I'm not here for the people.
Right. I know that. Yeah. I know that's right.
Yeah. For the people.
So what are you buying right now? What are you looking at?
I'm looking at hopefully ETH and Matic.
Yeah, I saw Matic has been doing well.
Yeah, and I think, yeah, because Matic is on Polygon. Matic is like the token. It's the gas token for Polygon. And yeah, there's a lot of stuff on there. I'm working on like a mod for a project that will be releasing like music on Polygon. And I've always like been like ETH only type person, or only, I'm an ETH evangelist a little bit.
Right.
But I've used Polygon a lot, and Polygon is a side chain of ETH, but it's an L1, it's its own chain. Like parallel to ETH.
Right.
And it's pretty widespread. Like it's a lot of things. Oh, GameStop, I believe, is using them. A bunch of people are using them or trying to use Polygon. So I think that will be something I could say like is a good financial advice, not financial advice at all, but something I would probably be watching. I was thinking about that a lot today, actually, like researching back into Matic. I was in it for a minute.
Yeah.
That and ETH in general. And then I'm watching NFTs. NFTs are still going. Art blocks looking nice, in my opinion. A lot of shit is dead.
Yeah, what's
Bitcoin's looking nice.
What's up with Binance and your
boy CZ? It's funny because when we were talking about SBF, I was trying to think about what I've heard about CZ recently. I haven't heard much. What's going on with him? What?
I think he's just trying to stay out the way.
Yeah.
I've been following him, and it's like people asked him if he was involved with Three Arrows, and basically like everybody's trying to see who lent money to them and who they were involved with and all that, you know?
Yeah.
He's basically just out here just trying to clear his name and just trying to, you know, stay above the fray, which I respect.
Smart.
Very smart. Very smart.
Yeah. No, he's a smart guy. He's a smart guy.
Yeah.
He used to annoy me, but I understand him now.
Right.
That's funny. A lot of the people who used to annoy me, I now understand. And a lot of people who I used to like, I'm like, ah.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, you know, it's like the Dark Knight saying, you know, you either die a hero or live long enough to see yourself become a villain. And I feel like that's what's happened to a lot of people in the crypto space, is that when the bull run was going, we had a lot of heroes. And now that the bear market is here, we got a few more villains, you know?
The people who I thought were villains, like SBF. Bro, yeah. I used to read his stuff religiously, like everything he posted or tweeted, but out of like trying to learn like how to ARB stuff, but out of, you know, hate read kind of.
Right.
Do this fucking nerd. Blah, blah, blah. Like, I realized like I didn't like him because he was just smart and making money, and I didn't understand why he would, you know, just keep dumping on us.
Yeah.
Why don't you want to build this up? And I now understand like you got to be a little bit cutthroat, especially if you're a trader. You know, if you're an investor, if you're just trying to be passive, you can buy some stuff and chill and not, you know, go do your day job and stuff. But when this is your life, you got to be a little bit cutthroat.
Yeah.
That's hard to get.
He's very cutthroat.
Yeah.
And I respect it. I respect the hell out of it.
Same with Raul too. Like, I didn't really like him. Like, I agreed with him, but I was like, I don't know. I don't trust this fool.
Yeah.
I kind of trust him. So he's still here. He didn't get in trouble with nothing. You know, that's another thing too. Like, it's all on the chain. So if you did some shady shit, you're going to get caught.
Yeah. Everybody can see. That's
one thing you got
to
love.
Shout out to the motherfucking blockchain. Everybody can see what you're doing, what you did, what you got, what's going on out there. So if you wanted the big dogs, people going to know. If you were well, people going to know, you know?
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, man.
Nothing that I wouldn't do.
Right. Well, yeah, man. I guess that pretty much wraps it up for us this week. We got a short episode, you know. We're gonna have Crypto Bay J back on next week, and hopefully we'll have Mike McGoy back on next week. Have our pod be a little bit more lively, not me and Chris just boring y'all to death. But we definitely had to talk about the happenings in the crypto space. Crypto's not dead, guys, you know. It'll be coming back slowly but surely, just like the stock market. Who knows how long it's gonna take? We don't know. But I'm officially,
just know by episode 150 that it's gonna be different.
By episode 150, at least. Hopefully, we'll be doing it from the Mediterranean Sea. So,
yeah.
For Chris Epps, I'm Jason Madison. And until next week, peace.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours. Like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more. Made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.